Day Journal. Remember the day you woke up and said, like Roger Murtaugh played by Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon, "I'm too old for this shit." It was as if you had an epiphany. It was as if the Creator spoke to you from on high. You're always too old. You are too old because you don't know how long you have. It's similar to the statement Naeem made to you as a 16-year-old. "Dad, it's not too late. You can do more. You still have time." Were the words your main man spoke. Regrettably, the words of his wisdom you did not always interpret correctly. And it is your suspicion now that others were only happy to help you misinterpret his words. It's only not too late when you recognize that the time you have at present is all the time you have available to do more. Another way of saying it is that it could be too late. You may not be able to do more if you don't get busy right now using the time the soul of life gives you. Until these days, you no longer do the things that do not bring you joy or are at least contradictory elements of being able to live your life with joy on purpose. Gone are the days you spent trying to please those who were unpleasable, or offering guidance to those who seemed happiest to live without direction. No more do you try to encourage those who do not believe in the power of encouraging reciprocity. That old you who sacrificed almost exclusively so that others, particularly those whose orbit you thought you could not escape, are no longer your primary concern. And to be clear, it is not as if you no longer care deeply for those whom you have seemingly forever loved and adored. It's just that these days, you no longer put anyone's whims and wishes above living in the moment, the only moment that is real, the only moment that exists, the present. Today you move about in your orbit, not the orbit of another or others. You know the Spirit prepared a cosmos just for you. These days, how you live in the moment for yourself is as crucial as it has ever been. For whatever reason, the sacrificial lamb thing used to be your thing. It's the thing empaths suffer from. We sacrifice ourselves, our identity, hopes, and dreams to ensure others live their best lives. This process works well if the people you sacrifice, who you are now and who you want to be, understood and accept full responsibility for making the same sacrifices. But when others don't understand that each sacrifice you make for them is like sentencing yourself to a longer prison duration, a lengthier period of hard, undesirable labor, it's time for you to wake up. It's time to smell the coffee. It doesn't have to be Folgers or Starbucks. You, however, without doubt, need in the school days dramatic style of half pint and dap to wake up. You don't have to be mad. You shouldn't be angry. Whatever you did to help another move their life forward, whatever you did that stunted your personal or professional growth, was your choice. Such choices are not to be regretted. Such decisions only serve as a reminder that you do care deeply about the well-being of others, and that you understand the call in your life to love your neighbors as yourself. Still, the day comes in a person's life, and they must stop and note where they are on the journey. Based on the average human lifespan, you must acknowledge when you are closer to the end than the beginning. You must ask yourself, if not now, then when? If now is not the time to start living your life as you always imagined, when will it be time? If now is not the time to jettison yourself out of another or others' orbits to find your way to where is best for you, when will that time arrive? Husbands and wives, lovers and friends, children and families must look in the eyes of this sobering truth and cross this compulsory road at some point. People were given life by the Creator to live this one life, not as people to sacrifice their best days and best years solely for the benefit of those with whom they have familial or communal ties. You don't have to carry the cross of salvation. You are no deity. You are no Jesus. You are but a person made of flesh, bone, and blood. You are but a creation of the divine who lives on borrowed time. It could be too late already. You might be out of time now. You may not be able to do more ever again. So drop that heavy-ass wooden cross immediately. And so, you resign yourself to the truth that time was running out for you. Like sand in an hourglass, your life disappeared continuously before your eyes. That's when you made yourself the promise that you would no longer function as though you still had time, that it was not too late already, and that you'd be able to do more later. You remember that morning when you woke and said, "No longer will my life orbit around the hopes and dreams of other people, the whims and wishes of anyone. That's it, and that's all," you said. Saying no longer was your critical decision that changed the trajectory of your life, that you might fly higher than ever before. You committed that you would never again go to places that don't work for you, making it impossible for you to soar. "You will not find me," you said, "in any places that are not good for me in mind, body, and spirit. And I won't go if it doesn't help me grow to become who I always wanted to be." And you said to yourself that fine morning that you would never again do things that deprive you of being who you want to be when your life ended. "It's over," you said. "Doing things for people in places that best suit them, that cause me to do things that leave me feeling empty, that force me to acknowledge that I am betraying the sole opportunity God gives me at the moment to do more with my life, to act with a sense of urgency, to use the time at hand wisely, purposely, and righteously." So today you find yourself sharing space and time with mostly people you previously didn't share space and time with. You still occasionally share space and time with some of the people from your former life. However, the terms and conditions of those relationships are very different. You no longer drift around others' orbits. Most days you are in another far away galaxy to yourself, going places and doing things others dare not do or go. These days, you do you. You do what the Spirit birthed you to do, write prolifically, and speak truth to power cunningly. You are a serial award-winning, best-selling author and renowned global public intellectual. You are in excellent health, maintain abundant wealth, and share timeless wisdom. You are living your life as you imagined with joy on purpose, because you finally understood the true meaning of your then 16-year-old son's words. It's not too late if you act now. I just wanted to let you know that you still have time, which is the time currently present. You can do more if you immediately begin to do the things that matter most to you for yourself and make your life the most significant life in your short, soon to end life. Act now.
Reflect and write. The time you have at the present is all the time you have available to do more. Nate provides thoughts that each of us could benefit from giving thought to. Is being a sacrificial lamb your thing? Do you routinely sacrifice yourself, your identity, hopes, and dreams to ensure that others live their best lives? It's okay to be honest. I promise you're not being selfish. Are you ready to stop and note where you are on your journey? Ask yourself, if now is not the time to start living your life as you always imagined, when will it be time? If now is not the time to jettison yourself out of another or others' orbits to find your way to where is best for you, when will that time arrive? Now act. Thanks to Nate for the reminder that you are but a creation of the divine who lives on borrowed time. Repeat these words aloud to yourself. You will not find me in any places that are not good for me in mind, body, and spirit. I won't go if it doesn't help me grow to become who I always wanted to be. And seriously, say those words to yourself again. Repeat after me. You will not find me in any places that are not good for me in mind, body, and spirit. I won't go if it doesn't help me grow to become who I always wanted to be. Today is a great day to journal forward. Write descriptively about your best life. What does the life you always imagined entail? Who are you? What do you look like? Where do you live? How do you spend your days? What is the condition of your life mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially? If you are not out of time and gifted another tomorrow, what would tomorrow look like? Write about it as if it will happen. Once you finish, reread it and consider what changes you must make today to make that tomorrow a reality. If you need help getting started, check out NathanielAturner.com. That's Nathaniel, NathanielAturner.com to sign up for the 5-day wake-up challenge. Now journey forward.